Make sure you are praying. Alato Shabrado Kalade Maradeke Patosa Shalabarakoto Paradi Heletam Prondo Sikepa Shalato Akredo Paradi Zala Pronde Kepa Shalabarado Segleriadando Tegrediga Brando Rosca Balato Suprete Balada Zechariah 1 verse 17 again. Grace for favor and wealth. Zechariah 1 verse 17. Just one more prayer there before we sit down. Zechariah 1 verse 17. Cry what? Whatever makes the prophet of God to be crying demands attention. He said, cry yet. That means he had been crying before. The people were not paying attention. So he came again and said, cry yet, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, my city. Many of us see cities as geographical location. But the Bible said, you are a city set on a hill. My cities, which is you and I, through prosperity, shall yet spread abroad. So your expansion is tied to prosperity. And the Lord shall yet comfort Zion. You heard it in the teaching. To bring us to the... One of the assignments of the Holy Spirit is not just to comfort you, but to make your life comfortable. And then God shall yet choose Jerusalem. So God had been looking for Jerusalem, Zion, his people to choose, but they were not available. In Egypt, Joseph was there as his covenant person, but God would not speak to Joseph because he never had what it takes to bring influence. So God will communicate his counsel through Pharaoh, an heathenistic person. So when you are not chosen, it means you are not wealthy. You are a royal priesthood, he said. You are going to pray. I know many of us are on fire. Father, what is disengaging royalty from my priesthood? Because he said royal priesthood, not just priests. The Bible said, when Jesus Christ rose up from dead, the high priest carried a what? Large sum of money. So priests are wealthy people. And then they went to go and tell the people, lie that Jesus Christ did not resurrect. If Jesus' resurrection make unbelievers wealthy, how about you? You are going to pray and say, Lord, whatever is separating royalty from my priesthood, Father, destroy it tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Royal priesthood, you called us. Come on, pray. This is a house of priests. We are on fire in this place. But where is your royalty? Lord, I want to be chosen as your envoy. Lord, I want to live a life of comfort. Lord, I want to expand in influence and dominion. Send now prosperity. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Pastor Promise, for that powerful session. Please, you may be seated shortly. The spirit of faith, the session I'm taking. The spirit of faith, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. The spirit of faith. He said, we having the same spirit of faith. We means the possession of the spirit of faith is not for some secluded set of people. We means everyone can have it. We all having the same spirit of faith according as it is written. The operation of the spirit of faith now. I believe, therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. God's servant was teaching us last week, and then in the course of the teaching, he just dived into the operations of faith. And I just want to pick two definitions from there before I give us some foundational tenets to hang our thinking upon. He was speaking last week, telling us that the power of God is available to display his might in signs, wonders, and miracles. But he said faith is the connect channel, or the connection channel to the power of God for the supernatural. And then just as he has told us severally, faith is your absolute obedience to what God has told you. What are the basic foundations you need to know about faith or spirit of faith? Number one, our living in this cosmos is by faith. The Bible speaking in the book of Habakkuk 2, verse 4, the B part, he said, the just, the righteous, the believer, the just shall live by his faith. The just. So you are a just. If you don't have faith, then you can die. That's what it means. And that death is not just cessation from life, financial death, expansion death. The just shall live by his faith. You have it given about four times in scriptures there. Galatians 3 verse 11, Habakkuk 10 verse 37 to 38, and then Romans 1 verse 17. But when we go back to that Habakkuk, Hebrews now, please, Hebrew 10 verse 38, but let's go back to that Habakkuk, and then it will take me to the second point on the important things to note about faith. He said, the just shall live by his faith. So faith now becomes an asset that you can have. Just like when people come to you and say, what do you have? Okay, I have a property in Lekki. I have a car. I have this. I have that. If I come to you, can you mention faith as part of your assets? Many years ago, when we would trust God to shift us to higher dimensions of result, both in the kingdom and in our profession. And I began writing some goals. I wrote, on a section of a goal, I wrote faith and favor goal. Because this one, you don't have what it takes by human standard to get it. So it would have to take the faith of God and favor as one of the forces of the spirit for our spiritual leverage to be able to grant some of those things. And then when we wrote them, we attached relevant scriptures, even as God's servant has taught us, we started seeing them coming to pass. That faith is an asset that you can have. All through scripture, many of the manifestations of God's power in the life of people, Jesus will speak to them, thy faith has made thee whole. Go. Thy faith has made thee whole. So you can have faith as a property that you know. Just like the same way you have a phone, you can know that you have faith. And if you don't have it, you know you don't have it. Jesus Christ walked up to a man, and when Jesus asked him, he said, do you believe that the Son of Man can do this? He said, yes, I believe. But he looked at him and said, please help my unbelief. The man was he had to define and let Jesus know of his status. Yes, I'm claiming I have faith, but for the operation of this result that I desire, I don't have it. Help my unbelief. Number two, faith can be an asset that you can possess. Number three, faith is our access to a life of victory and triumph in this kingdom. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. The Bible said, for whatsoever is born of God, whatsoever, not whosoever, for whatsoever is born of God, overcomes the cosmos. Meaning, if your vision is born by God, it can overcome the cosmos. Like you were told earlier, the regime we are in, now everybody is crying, is an anomaly when believers begin to cry. that there are systems of advantages, like we have been taught, that God has given to us. The Bible said, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through law. So things that holds men to ransom don't tame you down again. You have been made to ascend into the realms of divinity. Whatsoever is born of God, if your career is born of God, it can overcome the cosmos. And the Bible said, this is the victory that overcomes even our faith. So faith is our covenant access to a life of victory and triumph. Number three, or number four now. Faith is also our access to God and our covenant inheritance in Him. The Bible speaking in the book of Hebrews 11 verse 6. He said, without faith, Hebrews 11 verse 6, he said, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible. You need to please somebody before the person can grant you access to come to Him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God, so you must please Him first before you can now come to Him, must believe that He is. And then He will not begin to grant you access to your covenant inheritance. That's why it's called the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Number five, or still on that number four, we read all through the scripture that many of the people that had access to some of the packages that Jesus Christ brought, they got it by the manifestations of faith. The Bible speaking in the book of Luke chapter 5 verse 20. Of the impotent man. The Bible said, when he saw their faith. So you see faith being a property that you can have. When he saw their faith, he said unto man, thy sins are forgiven. Luke chapter 8, verse 48. The woman with the issue of blood, Jesus Christ looked unto her and he said unto her, daughter, be of comfort. Thy faith, not my anointing now, not the power that I have, thy faith has connected you to the source of power. And on that wise, that faith has made thee whole. Go in thy peace. Luke chapter 17 verse 19. The leprous man now, Jesus Christ speaking. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith, not by faith. Because in the realm of God, there are certain things that are settled. We'll get there shortly. And then finally, the blind Bartimaeus, Luke chapter 18, verse 42. When he received his sight, Jesus Christ spoke to me and he said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith has made thee whole. Many of us have always seen the manifestation of the supernatural being tied to the man of God. But this was Jesus Christ now speaking. He said, I know I'm in grace. The conduit of the power of God was available. But he said, is your faith that has now drawn the power of God to manifestation. Number five, things to know about faith. Faith is our key of access to the life of the supernatural. Key of access to the life of the supernatural. The life or the world of unlimited possibilities. Mark chapter 10, we look at two scriptures there. Mark chapter 10, verse 27. And then Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus looking upon them said, with men, it is impossible. So impossibility is a relative term. With men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, how many things? All things are possible. So let's look at, so many are the realm of God. There are things that are settled. So if it is not happening on your realm, then there are things that are missing. 9 verse 23, Jesus Christ said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are what? Are possible. So in the realm of God, it's possible. It can only be made possible at our own realm if we can believe. So you see how faith has brought us to the realm of possibilities. The key to live the life of the supernatural. And then number six, faith is always now. Somebody say now. Faith is always now. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. He said, now faith is. not faith was, not faith will be, that at any time you want certain dimensions of results, you need to apply the faith of that hour. Now faith is, I think Ephesians 3 verse 20 said, now unto him who is able. Now unto him. Somebody say now. So that means whatever you want to get, you can have it now if your faith is available. Every scenario that they brought before Jesus, he didn't post those situations. Right there, he addressed them. The only thing the devil is looking for is your faith. He's not looking for your wealth. He's not looking for your power. He's not looking for the anointing. He's looking for your faith. Jesus speaking unto Peter, Simon, Simon, Peter. That's Luke chapter 22, verse 31. He says, Satan has desired to sift you like we. Satan has desired to have you. So Satan can have a man. The same way Satan had Judas Iscariot. The Bible says Satan entered into him. And then that he may sift you as a wheat. Verse 32. He said, but I have prayed for you that thy faith faileth not. And when thou art converted, he says, strengthen thy brethren. So devil was looking for Peter's faith. Just like the same way he did in the Garden of Eden. What has God told you? Is it really, really true? When he was able to rupture and capture Adam's faith, the destiny went down. The one that was to live in the similitude of God was now looking for leave to perch on his body. The devil is looking for your faith. That's why you have to guard your faith jealously. What are the four dimensions of the operations of faith? And then we begin to pray. Number one, word of faith. Word of faith. This is that which brings salvation. Romans 10 verse 8. The Bible said, the word of faith which we preach, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So the word of faith is preached. That is what brings salvation to you. And as you keep subscribing to that intelligence, the word now begins to build and nourish you. I think verse 17 now. He said, now faith cometh. So then faith cometh by hearing, and then the hearing of the word of God. 1 Timothy 4 verse 6, the nourishing. The Bible said, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of those things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the word of faith. So word of faith is our spiritual nourishment that builds us. Paul speaking, he said, now I commend unto you, brethren, first to God, and now to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and then to grant you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. That's in the book of Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Number two, the fruit of faith. This is what brings the nature and the character of God in us. It is called godliness, where you begin to look like God. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. When you read in the middle there, you will see, but the fruit of the Spirit is, every time I read this scripture, it baffles my mind. Nine fruits were mentioned there. And the Bible says, the fruit of the Spirit is. That means all the nine fruits is one. So you can't say, I have love, I don't have patience. That patience you don't have will soil that raw love and rubbish it. And then along the line, okay, that's the last point there. He said, the fruit of the Spirit is faith. So there is a fruit of the Spirit that is called faith. That is what birthed the nature of God in you. Paul speaking in the book of Galatians 4 verse 19, he said, my children, whom I travail in death till Christ be formed. So the formation of Christ, where you now begin to look like Christ in the experience. I think John 3 verse 30, John speaking, he said, that he may increase and I may decrease. So when I look like you, you are almost looking like God in character and in the experience. Number three, and that this come in honor of your relationship and your fellowship with God. Number three, the gift of faith. The gift of faith is the power gift. that manifests the supernatural might and the power of God for the miraculous. The Bible speaking in the book of 1 Corinthians 12 verse 7. The Bible said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. Somebody say every man. Not every apostle. Not every pastor. The manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. They began to use a business language there. Profit. So the manifestation of the gift of the Spirit is not for the pulpit. Earlier on, we were told in the book of Job 1 verse 1. Look at the credential of Job. There was a man in the land of who? In the land of whose name was Job. That man was a perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. That looks like a credential of an apostle, a holy man. And then the Bible will record that this was the greatest man in the East, the tycoon. The gifts of faith. Now verse 9 said, unto one is giving. 12 verse 9. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 9. And to another is giving the gifts of faith. So the gift of faith is available there for the manifestation of the supernatural. It's a power gift. That was what we saw in the life of Elijah. It was Elijah that looked and said, while he was praying, he said, whoever is able to bring down fire from heaven, then that God will be God. Now, what audacity do you have? Fire don't fall from heaven. It's rain that comes from heaven. So if you can bring fire from heaven, you truly have faith. The gift of faith. And then, this comes in honor for kingdom service. To display the might and the power of God. And then lastly, the operation of the spirit of faith, which is where we're going to pray for. I wrote something there. This is the governing router for others. The Bible speaking, he said, we having the spirit of faith, so you can have it. You can have the spirit of faith as a property. We having the spirit of faith. Let's go back to that scripture. We believe. He said, I believe according to how it is written. I believe. He was showing us the operation of how to make the spirit of faith work. I believe in what God has said, on who God is, in his integrity and his ability. Therefore, I begin to make my confessions and decree from that end. I believe. And therefore, I have spoken. So we also believe. And therefore, we speak. The operation of the spirit of faith. This one brings you into the creative dimensions of God. Because Apostle told us that the hallmark of spiritual power is to say and see what you have said. And not just only to see, but to see that which you have said has actually become good. So there are many people who say, and they don't see. There are people who say but they don't see it to their satisfaction. If you want to come to that realm, the Bible said, God said and saw, and he saw that which he said was good. The Bible speaking in the book of Romans 4 verse 17. Romans 4 verse 17, and as we begin to pray. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things that be not as though they were. We'll see an example in the life of David and then we'll pray. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 43. I'd like us to rise up on our feet. Because David came before Goliath and he began making some walls that were beyond his realm. The Bible said Goliath looked at him. He said, am I a dog that you have appeared to me just with a sling? And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staffs? And the Philistines cursed David by his God. That means you don't go to a battlefield without carrying an altar. Even Goliath didn't just address David ordinarily. He addressed David because for a small boy to have come to the battlefield like that, meaning he did not come ordinarily. He cursed David in the name of his God. Let's go to the next verse. Very quickly, we are reading to 53. And the Philistines said unto David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh to the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. And David said unto Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. He said, but I come unto thee in the name of the Lord God of hosts. You came with me with spear and your weaponry, but I've shifted the battle away from this realm. I've transported the battle to the realm of the spirit. I come inside the name of the Lord God of hosts. And the Bible said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into him and are saved. So when David appeared, he wasn't David that appeared before Goliath. He was God that appeared. Then said David to the Philistine, let's go to the next verse. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. What was David having in his hand? He was just only having stone. That means he was speaking from another realm. I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Verse 47. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword nor spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Verse 49, 48. And it came to pass that when the Philistine arose, he came and drew to meet David, and David hasted and ran towards. Let's go to the last verse. I think verse 50 now. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine after he had already slain him down, and took the sword and drew it. When you read the preceding verse, the Bible said David never had a sword. He never had a sword, but he was speaking. He said, I'm going to cut off my head. Didn't it happen at the end of the day? Even God that calleth those things that be not as though they were. I'd like you to lift up your voice and cry, Lord, baptize me with the spirit of faith. Shalabarasko tebeke tekepa. It's a creative dimension. It's a creative realm. Baptize me with the spirit of faith. Shalato breketeke peketa. Embretoko peteki reteke.